Here's that victory formation. We'll have one more snap and that's it. From Robert Kraft to Elliot Wolf, the executive who is in charge of player personnel. His dad, Ron, a Hall of Famer. Vrabel, who returns to the organization, has delivered an AFC championship game to the Patriot fans. And more frustration and heartache for DeMeco Ryans and the Texans. That's it. Game over. Patriots win it 28-16.
Time now for the Six Rings postgame show. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
After seven long, seemingly interminable, unbearable years, your New England Patriots are headed back to where they belong, to a game that was practically named after the former quarterback and coach, a place that they rightly had their name carved into and almost could every year be assumed to appear. Well, we took it for granted, and three quarters of a decade later, now, new coach and quarterback Mike Vrabel and Drake May have a chance to do something that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady were never able to do together. And that would be punch their ticket to the Super Bowl by winning the AFC Championship in Denver. The only obstacle standing through them, or rather, excuse me, the only obstacle in their way is former Patriots quarterback Jarrett Stidham. You really can't script stuff like this, and he is the perfect final boss for the wildest, most unpredictable, outrageous, and ultimately satisfying NFL and Patriots season. Hello, everybody. How are you? Happy celebratory times. Your old pal Nick Fitzy Stevens here alongside Andy Jumbo Hart here for the Six Rings postgame show live on Boston Sports Original 93.7 FM, WEEI, WEEI.com. Of course, our fabulous network of affiliates and the Odyssey app. We know for a fact each and every one of you stayed as long as you possibly could to soak up every sloppy, snowy, Stroud interception-filled minute. You'll be in traffic for hours. We're going to keep you company for several of them. Give us a call or shoot us a text anytime. We'd be happy to have you on the show. 617-779-7937. As with every Six Rings postgame show, of course, we will go live to both Drake May and Mike Vrabel at the podium at Gillette Stadium. Once they take to their commentary, we're looking forward to hearing from Jake from Australia. We'll have a couple people call in. And of course, in a couple hours' time, we will have Andy Hart's thumbs up and thumbs down. And Andy, I just want to know, would it be rude of us as a show, as broadcasters, as Patriots people, to like chip a couple bucks in together and like send CJ Stroud like an edible arrangement, maybe a case of beer, I don't know, like Amazon gift card, something nice for saying, hey, thanks for showing up Sunday and putting on one of the single worst performances in divisional round history since Jake Delhomme tossed not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six interceptions against the Arizona Cardinals in winter of 09.
When you got a little squirrely a few weeks ago when I said all these playoff teams have all different kinds of sucky in them, now you're seeing why they all have sucky in them.
Seriously, look at everybody. Denver, their sucky is now in the form sucky. of a cast-off quarterback from the Patriots and the Raiders. Buffalo, obviously, their sucky was lucky, or not being lucky, because nobody knows what a catch is and poor Josh can't get it done. The 49ers were just god-awful.
Just sucky.
They were just plain sucky. I mean, honestly, the Seahawks, Sam Darnold counts for lots of sucky. And then today, look, Drake May, four fumbles, loses two.
Well, you don't like games with eight turnovers? You don't get like games with 29 possessions in part because of eight turnovers. And I don't want to hear like great defense was played. There were great defensive plays sprinkled in, but there was some bad offense, some bad quarterback play. I stand by when I say, and I hate to say it. I mean,
no,
he's our guy.
It's a good form.
We'll talk to him tomorrow on Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons, and I firmly believe he should be the NFL MVP. But they're not exactly going to hang that Drake May performance in the Louvre or anything.
No, that's, I don't think the MFA, the Gardner, I don't think Dartmouth High,
nope.
Watson Elementary.
One with the ball from the Dolphins game that Belichick buried 20 years ago behind Gillette Stadium.
Woof. I mean, you know, you always have to, as a line from the movie Heat, like, you got to be able to walk away if you feel the heat coming around the corner in 30 seconds. How could Drake May not feel the heat coming around the corner? I know it was cold. I know it was snowy. But, like, Will Campbell was just getting beaten on the regular.
Yeah, it was, you know. And it was a combination. I don't want to just throw Drake under the bus. Will
they
wasn't
tag-teamed
good.
Tag-teamed on that particular level of sucky.
And I'd add my guy Josh McDaniels in there. There were some of those plays that were a little slower developing that I don't know that today was the best of days. Because there's one thing to have the theory of what Will Anderson and Danelle Hunter are, and then to see it unfolding before your eyes and like, yeah, I'm sure they'll get tired sooner or later, or they'll run out of gas sooner or later, and then we'll connect on. And the funny thing is, they did finally hit a deep ball on the beautiful booty catch late in the game there. But
that was just, you want to talk about chef's kiss, 10 out of 10, no notes. Woo!
That was survive and advance kind of football. And guess what? They survived and they advanced. And now all they have to do is beat a backup quarterback, a guy with one career win, a guy who hasn't thrown a pass in 2 years, a guy who's never played in the postseason. You beat that guy and you're in the Super Bowl. Things are pretty good.
Honest to God, I don't know about you, but or how you came about the knowledge last night, but I went out with the family to get some food. We were playing some games, watching the Bills game last night, and then it ended, and then we're all a little disappointed because, you know, Josh Allen is hard to root against in the first place, and also we
refs are awful.
To go, referees are awful.
I hate when refs are the story.
Nope, I don't want them involved. I don't want them involved. They were involved in this game. They were heavily involved last night as well, especially a mile high in the football sky, but we all wanted the AFC Championship at home next Sunday because Josh versus Drake round 3 for a ticket to the ship would have been spectacular. But now that it's going to be the final boss is the guy that Belichick drafted thinking, oh, he's going to be the one that replaces Tom Brady. He's my first option after Tom Brady leaves before Cam Newton came in for $1.5 million during the COVID season. How many times this week are we going to hear the Diana Rossini soundbite?
I was just thinking the exact same thing, and I'll take the over at 10.5. We got 5 days, at least twice per day. So I'm going to say set the over at 10.5 because we might run out of gas later in the week and might just, you know, grow tired of it. But this is crazy. And the reality is, you know who's right? Stiz, not Stidham, not Stid, but Stiz. Our producer, Stanley Grimes, Stiz. Mm-hmm. It's Super Bowl or bust. You can't lose.
But he
you can't lose to Jarrett Stidham.
No, you can't lose to Jarrett Stidham. And losing to Jarrett Stidham, no, the season wouldn't be. We're getting, like, we are putting the duck boats way before the horse in this particular case. That said, first of all, I don't want to hear it from young Stiz Grimy, a.k.a. Stanley Bruno, because he picked the Texans to win tonight, number one.
Well, now he has to pick the Broncos because he picked the Chargers wrong. Listen, picked the Texans wrong.
If you're just going to keep on trolling, then you got to stay on that trolling wagon all the way through. It's wild, man. It really is to think in a million years, forget about you coming up to me in August, even though you picked them for 7 wins and I had 10, then back down to 8. Any one person going up to somebody else and saying, all right, book it right now. It's going to be Stidham versus May in Denver for the AFC Championship. You had to slap them in the face and told them to stop day drinking or huffing paint out of a paper bag.
I'd also say, please, no. I don't want to see it. Like, this is a weird spot because I want the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl because I want to see the most miraculous season in the history of the world. But to go through Jarrett Stidham, I'd rather beat Bo Nix. Like, there's a weirdness to this, an entertainment value that was sucked out of it.
Yeah, there is, but at the same time, we saw the Patriots keep a quarterback today who had no business being on the football field, let alone coming back for the second half because he was so jittery. My God. C.J. Stroud was throwing footballs the same way. Andy, if you've ever done this as much, maybe me a couple few times in this life, but when you've had a couple of pops and you're trying to throw a dart and you're like, wow, there's 3 dart boards. Let me just
aim for the middle
and
one.
See if... Exactly.
Except he kind of aimed for the back one. He was always missing behind. And
I
don't want to. I love Sean Pendergast, Ted Johnson's pal.
Yep.
But when he answered that question, we're not really worried about CJ. That was uncharacteristic last week in Pittsburgh. Well, guess what?
Excuse me?
It's becoming quite characteristic because he stinks.
He's. Oh, here's Mike Vrabel, Andy.
Your phone. Let's go, Karen. Thank you. How are you? Better than you. Well, I'm always excited for our organization, excited for the players. I am appreciative of their work and their efforts. you know, everybody's stepping up. We're using everybody. Everybody's making plays. Everybody's helping us win. I'm excited for these guys, but they're also, they're not satisfied, and I can tell that. And it wasn't pretty. Defense kept us in there, and then when we needed it, you know, our offense was able to come through late in the game there. In the second half with a touchdown, gives us a two-score lead. And then I felt like that drive backed up there from the three-yard line where we ran the ball and took a lot of clock was pretty classy.
Mike, your defense has allowed 19 points. Well, if you look at it in two games, what have they done well in your mind?
They're playing well together. You know, I feel like they're complementing each other, and our turnovers are created by more than one guy. You know, there's some great efforts, but you know, it's somebody tipping a pass, or it's somebody that's putting pressure. That's usually helping that dude. You know what I mean? Or Zach's, you know, dialing something up that kind of changes the look and. You know, we're taking advantage of, you know, our opportunities, and that's what it's going to take in the playoffs. Is you got to take care of the ball and turn it over.
Coach, congratulations
Thank
on
you.
The win. How would you define the resiliency of your football team?
I mean, I think again, there's times where it doesn't look great, and we know going against a great defense, which you know, I mean, that's what they are. It's hard. There's some tough sledding, and there's some plays that don't look great. It's a fast, talented defense, and we talked about that coming in. But in the end, it felt like you know we just kind of stuck around, and we always talk about it only takes one play. And early on, that might have been Pop and Marcus. You know, KC caused that touchdown that Marcus took back, or you know, Kayshawn in the second half, and Drake giving him a ball. So it just takes one play, and I think that sparks us.
Over here, you mentioned the offense there in the fourth quarter, and you know we've talked to you about Drake all season, but you know maybe not the best first three quarters. Just talk a little bit about what he was able to do and kind of stay resilient in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, we talk about not going in the blender, and I think it's hard. I mean, they put pressure on us, and you know we know we got to take care of the ball. Drake knows that. But to be able to stay the course and to trust Kayshawn and give him a great ball that, you know, it was him or nobody. And you know, those guys have kind of done that all year. When we needed a play, they've been able to do that for us.
You said at the beginning, Mike, that the players aren't satisfied, and you can tell that. Can you give me an example of what you saw that indicates that? And also, coach's job is always to tune out the noise. It's going to be a heck of a lot of noise this week. Are you satisfied that you've got your place to tune out that noise, or is that a work in progress?
Well, I mean, it's going to, you know, we know the stadium's going to be loud, so louder the better. I mean, every opportunity. You know, I think what they've done is we've asked them to embrace the preparation, embrace the strain, and also enjoy every minute of this. Enjoy walking into this stadium, you know, coming in here. Enjoy putting your uniform on. Enjoy going out there in warm-ups. Enjoy seeing your family. But most especially, enjoy, you know, the execution. So we'll keep doing that. And, you know, we know we got to go on the road to a number one seed in the AFC, and it's not going to be easy. But we'll come out and be ready to go.
Coach, congratulations on the victory here tonight. You talked about a loud stadium potentially in store for next week. How much do you feel that the home crowd played into the victory tonight in the last home game of the season?
Well, they help. You know, they help tremendously. And again, there was, you know, they ratcheted up there in the fourth quarter and some of those third down stops, that, you know, back by the lighthouse. I felt like it was really ratcheted up. And, you know, when they chose to punt, I mean, that was huge for us. And then, you know, they got a great punt, and then, you know, we took the ball. But, you know, the harder we play and the more plays that we make, the louder they're going to get. I've said this since we've been here. They're knowledgeable fans. They've seen a lot of good football over the course of, you know, 20-some years. So they know what it looks like, and they have high expectations.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Soph.
Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, what did you see from your defense as a concern, the takeaways tonight? And how they were able to just generate so many of them.
Again, it was a group effort, and you know, we talked about it being a group effort, and you know whether that's understanding the call, understanding you know where each guy fits. But you know, I felt like, especially on Marcus's, you know, we talked about some of these boots, and KC was able to force the quarterback into a mistake, and we tipped some passes, and again, there's some other plays that are close, you know, with the quarterback's arm. I think we kept, you know, changing the look up on the a little bit. You know, give our guys credit, you know, to be able to disguise. We talked about that, and certainly affecting the quarterback is a big part of winning in this league.
Mike, you mentioned at the outset everybody's stepping up, everyone's making plays. What does it mean to you as a coach to get a full three-phase effort in a playoff win here tonight?
I mean, a lot goes into it. We always give the credit to the players, but I'm extremely lucky for the staff that we have. Their knowledge, their alignment, their loyalty, and the ability that they've given our players to have confidence in their job is something that I really appreciate. So, again, the results will always be for the players, you know, and because of the players. But, you know, I appreciate the staff, and I can't thank them enough. You know, I mean, again, I tell the players all the time I'm proud to be their coach, but I appreciate the staff as well.
Hey, Coach, you always do such a good job of complimenting your players, but in terms of preparation, you take so much pride in getting them ready. Was there something specific you did in preparation for this game that you reflect on now that worked in this game?
I mean, it wasn't – I thought that, you know, we've tried to add situations to the postseason. I think we've tried to – instead of doing it on Saturday, we've tried to maybe add those situations during practice on Wednesdays and Thursdays and Fridays as opposed to doing them in the walkthrough just because we know how critical they are. You know, but I don't – you know, again, we've tried to stay consistent and not make it – you know, we understand how important these games are and how critical each play is. But to not, you know, just change everything we've done. We practice on Thursdays fast and we put pads on and they embrace that. And, you know, we knew it would be a physical game. We knew it would be a tough game. And, you know, again, we just have to keep getting better.
Last question, Doug Kite on far range. Hey, Mike, congratulations. There's a lot of talk about the Texans defense this week. Did you feel like your defense took that personally at all?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they're going to tell you that here in 30 seconds when you guys go rushing out of here. As soon as Nicole leads you guys out of here, you guys will go. And now, that, again, they're really good for a reason. They've shown it each and every week. But, our guys are prideful men, and, you know, they want to compete and they want to win. And, again, they deserve the recognition that they're going to get. I mean, they're top five defense for a reason as well. And so, again, that's how some of these things go. It comes down to turnovers and just, we've got them in, you know, get back on track. We force second and long because we stopped the run. And I'm proud of each and every guy in there. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
There's your happy coach, Mike Vrabel, who is now advancing to the AFC Championship. Obviously, he played in several of them during his tenure as a linebacker and edge player for the Patriots. Now he gets to coach in his second one, I believe, Andy, one with the Titans. That was the year that, of course, he knocked Tom Brady out of a Patriots uniform, January 2020. And then now in a Patriots uniform or on the Patriots sideline, January 2026. I like that last answer. He gives the Texans defense, which we heard so much about all week, their flowers, but at the same time makes a point of not saying it was bulletin board material, but just like, hey, you know, we get paid to play too. Our defense is good. We're top five. We're prideful men.
Yep.
I like that's exactly what his team is. They're men who take pride in what they do, and he is their emotional core and leader, and I freaking love it.
And I think Kalyvon Chaisson might be the epitome of that because this was all about Will Anderson and Danelle Hunter, right? A Pro Bowler and an All-Pro and how good. I think they had 150 pressures as a combo and all this. And I thought Chaisson was maybe the most impactful edge rusher in this game.
Boy, that guy forced that interception. The Howard is the name of the guy that replaced Trent Brown?
Till he got knocked out of the game for a little bit too. So, yeah, no, I you could see the Patriots were flying around. You can see they have a little chip on their shoulder, and they weren't perfect, right? It's funny because almost all of them, like Carlton Davis, the perfect example, two interceptions, three penalties. Okay, so cool, kind of cool.
One
cool,
guy,
don't know.
Two picks. Three. He's good for one every week. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Like you can count. He's great. He's good for a dynamic play and a head scratcher each and every week. But you're right. He and Chaisson are like the epitome of these Vrabel guys. Like, but Chaisson most especially. Like, he really has come from out of nowhere. A first-round pick who flames out, signs a one-year deal, and becomes a leader, becomes a must-see, a must-watch, a must-account-for, a go-to guy on this defense full of dudes that were kind of cast-offs from the previous regime and around the league. They're unbelievable. They really are. Were they perfect today, like you said?
No.
Did they take advantage of the opportunities given them?
The poor guy playing quarterback on the other side of the ball.
Oh, my God. I'm never going to be able.
This is 2 weeks in a row, though, that I think the Patriots defense made people feel bad for the quarterback they were playing. The hits they put on Justin Herbert last week, you heard a lot of, oh, man, I started to feel bad for Herbert, and he didn't want to get up. And Stroud, they didn't hit quite as much, but it was the same situation. Like, this poor guy, get him off the field. He's just going to have a mental breakdown right before our eyes. Like, my wife, you know, the Cash, reading her book, looks up and like, oh, that poor guy, he looks like he doesn't want to be there. It's like, well, you wouldn't either if you were to play in the way he is. Like,
getting hit by those guys in those temperatures, surrounded by those screaming fans, putting the ball on the ground all the time on Monday. He's like, hold on a second. If you thought that was something special, wait till you see what I have for my next trick. Zach, who's at the podium right now? I know we're going to endeavor to take Drake May as soon as he steps up after Mike Vrabel.
Christian Gonzalez right now.
Gonzo.
Gonzo does that sometimes. Andy, real quick, we're going to get to the phones early tonight. 617-779-7937. They are, much like the rush lanes today, on the field for both teams, not to mention Route 1, jammed. I want to go to New Jersey, of all places, first. Ooh, nice. There's a young lady by the name of Ellie. She's actually composed a quick Drake May fan song, and she wanted to share it. And since we're all about the positivity and the good energy tonight, let's bring her aboard. Hi, Ellie. Welcome to our post-game show. We can't wait to hear your song.
Hi, my name is Ellie, and I'm from New Jersey. And I just wanted to say Pats had an awesome game, especially in the snap. I have a super quick song to sing. If you know the song, Watch Me Whip, you'll recognize this song. Watch me Drake, now watch me May-May. Now watch me Drake, now watch me May-May. And that's my song. Patriots are going to win Super Bowl 2026. Go Pats!
Well, that's my new that's my new favorite phone call on the Six Rings postgame show, and better than any parodies that we've come up with on the WEEI afternoon show. Well done. Thank you so much for sharing, Ellie. Now the problem is a bunch of other guys that are probably 19 Miller Lights deep are all going to call.
That's okay. Rich Keefe's turning into a whole cottage industry called grab bags, so stuff happens on the radio.
You never know. It's okay. We celebrate, and we appreciate each and every person who wants to call in with their unique contributions on the postgame show. Andy, I sent it to our group thread during the show as we were all chit-chatting about, you know, how Dan Ball made the easiest money in the history of betting on sports via your telephone when he took the over on 0.5 C.J. Stroud interceptions. My God, would Vegas like a mulligan and a breakfast ball on that one. Do you think there really was a point? I know it was what D'Amico Ryans was interviewed about right at the start of the second half, but do you think he really should have given credence to the idea, you know what, he doesn't have it, maybe I should put Mills in? Because I think Davis Mills, No,
you can't do that. Because not only does that, whatever it happens today, then that becomes the topic of the offseason, the future.
Hold that thought. Drake May is on the podium.
Drake, congrats.
Thank you, brother. Yes, sir.
Just a thought on getting the job done, basically, right? How much of a battle was it for you against their defense and then to watch your defense do what it did?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a battle. We knew this was a great football team coming in here. You know, happy for the guys, man. This is one to enjoy. It was tough. You know, about the elements. You know, props to our defense. They played great. You know, we made enough plays on offense, but, you know, we cleaned some stuff up, and we knew they were going to be a good defense. And like I said, our defense, you know, helped us out all night, and special teams was huge as well. So just proud of the guys can enjoy this one, and we're back on the road.
Hi, Drake. The touchdown pass to Kayshon Booty.
Yeah.
The play he made, did you even see it, or it's just a matter of you kind of leading him and knowing he was going to make a play?
He keeps on making them. You know, he keeps on making plays, making me look good, and I'm proud to be able to give him some throws to make a play on it. And I think, one-hand catch, there's not much else to say about it. It's pretty sweet. It kind of looked it was kind of the same type throw as my first one, you know, to him, and he made an even better catch this time. So just props to Kayshon for keep on playing. It was huge for us tonight. That receiver room just keeps on doing, you know, good things, good job in the running game, and I think I'm, you know, could have had some chances more downfield and make some better throws. But hey, you can't be too hard on myself and move on to the next one.
Drake, as the fourth quarter started, like what were you thinking about kind of using the clock or getting some more points or just? You know, it had been obviously a pretty tough
you know, tough game up to there. What was going through your mind? And I just wondered if you had any thoughts on Bo Nix and the unfortunate injury.
Yeah, there's some ups and downs with the game. I think just, you know, our mentality on offense is go down and score. You know, there's no mentality. I think when it becomes a two-possession game at the, you know, late in the fourth quarter, it kind of becomes a different deal. Like we were, you know, at the end, just proud of the offensive line for being able to run it when they know we're going to run it that last, you know, that second to last drive. And then I botched the last third down. I missed the throw. But, you know, really just proud of the guys for running it. You know, it was hard in this league to run it when they know you're going to run it. And, you know, those guys were huge. And fourth quarter, I guess that's when crunch time is. You know, the snow picked up a little bit, and it was pretty sweet. Just the fans and the stadium, the atmosphere was pretty cool. And there at the end, maybe over in the victory formation, that's always the stuff I remember. It's pretty sweet. And then, yeah, Bo, man. Yeah, I trained with Bo before, you know, the pre-draft, and got to know him well, him and his family. And his wife, and you know, first off, they're just great people. You know, great Christians. Really enjoyed being around, you know, Bo Nix and his family. Obviously, the news is it was heartbreaking for what a player he is. You know, the guy he is, and just know, you know, praying for Bo. I know he's going to bounce back. You know, he's a great player in this league, and you know, look forward to matching up with him. We had one in college, and he got the best of me, so I know he'll bounce back. But another guy, a good team, and it should be a tough one next week.
Hi, Drake. Congratulations. I'm just curious, Mike Vrabel, when he was just in here, said you guys are excited about the win, but you're not satisfied. Is that kind of how you would also describe the mentality among the team? And what does that mean to not be satisfied?
Yeah, I think not satisfied means we're back on the road. Back on the road in the AFC Championship game. I mean, that kind of speaks for itself. So I'm just trying to, you know, enjoy these playoff wins. I think in the regular season when you you know, you come up with wins, you feel like you can play better, you kind of have this, you know, down mentality, and just know that we made enough plays tonight. Obviously, I wish I had some plays back, but that's part of it. That's part of playing good teams in the playoffs. And proud of these guys for how we played. You know, keeps on being a you know, defense picking us up when we need to, and special teams was huge. And so, like I said, just back on the road, and we got a tough opponent.
Mark Maskey on the left.
Greg, eight turnovers total in the game between both teams. How much of that do you think was the elements? How much was the caliber of the defenses? What did you attribute?
Yeah, I think it's credit to their defense. You know, we knew they were going to be good, and they lived up to the, you know, the hype and all the statistics and all the you know, the ball hunting that we saw on film. You know, they ball hunt, and you know, on the edge they're tough. I got to do a better job stepping up, and got to hit some guys downfield when we had our chances, but. Like I said, we made enough plays. We scored, you know, 21, and our defense helped out with 7. So we did what, you know, we had to do in the game, and the elements were, you know, a little tough. I got to be better with the football, you know, when I'm, you know, taking off and running. And from there, just, you know that the football is the prized possession. And, you know, when we don't turn the ball over and put our defense in bad spots, I like our chances.
Drake, you played 2 playoff games. Your team's got 2 wins. So you know what it takes to win in the playoffs now. How much tougher was this game than the first game, and how much tougher do you expect it to get?
Yeah, it's going to keep on getting tougher. You know, we play, you know, keep on playing, you know, great defenses with great quarterbacks and teams that deserve to be here, and that's what we feel like we, you know, deserve to be here. And we got times where, you know, we're going to have to be at our best when in critical moments, and it comes down to, it's going to come down the end, and it's going to come down to making plays when you have them, and I got to just, you know, keep on giving our tribes a chance to make plays, and I like our chances when with those guys in those locker room. Man, it's fun to be with those guys, and it's just fun to show up here, and I'm just glad the season's keep on going. So hopefully it goes for, you know, a good while longer.
All right, 2 final questions. Bill Bird.
Drake, obviously Coach Vrabel gets a lot of credit for establishing what's here, starting going back to when he was hired. Talk about what he's meant for you personally. You know, what has he done for Drake May to make you a better player?
Yeah, I think he challenges me. He challenges me, you know, really every day. You know, every day in practice, every day, and every time I come back from the sideline from a drive, he's always got something to say, and it's not like it's something that's usually, you know, meaningful and that's worth something. So just trying to, you know, listen to him, absorb as much as I can. I know he's playing some big games like this, so it's cool when you can see, you know, kind of his emotion on his face when he's not even playing, he's coaching, and how much he cares for us, how much he cares for each of us personally, and I think he just pushes me to be the best I can be. And one of the best things about coach is he coaches hard, but he also cares about us a lot, and I think that goes a long way. So, you know, Coach Vrabel is he's constant now. He's it's hard when I'm sitting right here, and my man is with the camera on team meetings. He's got a sarcasm that I haven't really, you know, figured out 100% yet. He's got a little you know, tough sarcasm where, you know, I want to laugh, but you don't really want to. But no, I think he's a big dude too. You know, I respect somebody that, you know, looking me in the eye, and he's always got something to say, and I think it's always something that is either funny or helps the team and helps us win.
Drake, congrats. I do want to ask you a little bit more about the weather, if I could. There was that drive where you had the touchdown pass to Steph, and in that drive, it looked like you had a better grip on the ball, quite honestly. Did something change with the weather that like enabled you to do that throughout the game? I mean, things seemed to be better after that.
Yeah, I think when the snowflakes stop, I think it's a little easier to throw the football. You got a little better grip, but really, I think I think CJ would probably say the same. We both had some throws that was tough. It's tough to get grip on it. I think it's tough in warm-ups because you kind of get a feel where the ball doesn't touch the ground and the guys are just passing it around with each other and pause. But I think the biggest thing is you'll get back there with snow and just having a good grip on it and letting it rip. But I think, like I said, the weather is no excuse, but there's definitely times where the ball rolls around on the ground with the center before the snap and it gets a little wet. So it's definitely, it was tough, but I feel like we made enough throws. So thank you.
All right, a very fair and honest assessment of the day, the effort, the game, and how he played today. Drake May at the podium following his second NFL playoff start. And Andy, as you are wont and often to point out, his second win. He continues and remains to be undefeated in postseason play, mimicking his predecessor of many days ago during the goatly early days of the double dynastic run. We see that your phone calls are all over the place here. We've got so many calls to get to, so little time. We got a couple hours here with you. We can't wait to talk to you guys. Danny, Chris, Nick, Matt, Al, and everyone else trying to jump on the line. We can't wait to have you. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes. It's 617-779-7937. We'll continue breaking down this game and start getting you pumped and primed and hyped and ready for the AFC Championship, a mile high in the football sky. It's Fitzy, it's Hart, it's you. It's the Six Rings Postgame Show, live on WEEI.
The guys are just passing it around with each other and, pause.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is the Six Rings Postgame Show on WEEI.
Third and five. Anderson coming off the edge. May steps into it, takes a shot downfield, and caught! Keyshawn Booty! Wow!
And Booty called game. That was the miraculous, dare I say, unbelievable touchdown catch from Patriots wide receiver Keyshawn Booty against the man in single coverage who he caught Drake May's first ever touchdown in the NFL against. That would be Darryl Stingley Jr., the cornerback, the excellent all-pro cornerback for the Houston Texans. Andy, this week, leading up to the game, Keyshawn Booty said he wasn't overly concerned with the Texans' defense because he knew they were tough, but he was familiar with Stingley back from his college days, obviously, and they had played a lot of one-on-one, and he liked the matchup. Well, I guess now we saw why. Little did we realize that it was going to involve one of the most beautiful and unlikely postseason touchdown catches we've probably seen in recent year.
Yeah, that was a huge play, for a team that's scuffling and trying to score points. And I also want to give Drake May credit. I love when quarterbacks are as honest as he is. And he said, "We scored 20 points. Luckily, the defense chipped in with seven of their own." Like, a lot of teams would just say, "We scored 28 and we thought that'd be enough to win today." You didn't score 28. Marcus Jones helped you out. So I give him credit for his honesty there and being humble and knowing, it is part of a team. But yeah, Booty talked the talk a little bit. And not sure I was overly in favor of it, I guess, during the week. But he went out there and he backed it up because he had a catch earlier on that drive. Like, he had a good game out there. He did.
Oh, the catch before Steph Diggs' amazing touch. He also had an incredible touchdown catch. The hand strength on that guy, damn.
And great throw. What do they call them? Tight window throws in the National Football League. That was a
TWT.
That was a TWT. And it's funny because this game actually reminded me of a Drake May rookie year performance with the fumbles and holding on to the ball. But mixed in there are some elite throws, some truly elite throws. A couple of them got dropped. I actually thought he hit Kyle Williams in the hands down the left sideline earlier in the game. That was just a pure drop. I thought it was a really nice throw. He wasn't consistently as good as he's been the bulk of this season, but as he said, they made a few more plays. You know, the classic Belichickian, we made a few more plays than they did, or if you want to flip that script, we made a few less mistakes than they did, because it wasn't just C.J. Stroud. I thought Nick Caley was horrible. Them blowing those timeouts early in the second half.
Yeah, how
like
about
all
your
that.
Boy that you wanted to be the play caller last year for the Patriots? We had to.
He still might have been better than Alex Van Pelt.
Take it easy. He helped out in the development of Drake May. Drake May has been one who has said frequently and often that he did a great job and he had a nice relationship with him. You know, he Van Pelted so he could McDaniels one day, and who could argue with the results now? We'll get to your guy later on as well. McDaniels started out with a day, and then the day quickly escaped him, and luckily. Booty and Drake and CJ Stroud to the rescue. Once again, you are listening to the Six Rings Postgame Show, brought to you by our friends at McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating oil delivery, as well as expert HVAC services. It's all available at McFarlandEnergy.com. Quickly to the phones we go before we have to take a commercial break and try to get back on schedule. First in line, Danny in Hyde Park. You, sir, are kicking things off on the postgame show. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, fellas? First off, I just want to give a shout-out to the big homie, Will Campbell. He was tasked with a tough, tough job tonight, but it just seems like every time you looked over on that left side, someone was getting their candy stolen, and he got taken advantage of, man. And I just don't know what we're going to do and how we're going to game plan. Bringing in an extra guy every play kind of seems redundant, and on that, I don't know when it was, but when we kind of just gave up the downs, we brought in an extra guy. I didn't see any chipping going on. I mean, I'm not no pro, but tough job for Will Campbell. And also, quick shout-out to all the boys out there taking care of all the roads, salting and sanding, and keeping us safe on the way home. I'm happen to be one of those guys. Thank you. I'll shut up and listen. Let's go, 50.
Hey, Danny, thank you very much for what you do as well. I'll shut up and
he
listen.
He didn't
Let's
say
go,
I'll
50.
Hang up and listen. He said I'll shut up and listen. I enjoy that.
Danny, we thank you for the hard work you put in, because I'm sure you'd like to be kicking back, watching Bears-Rams, having some za and a couple of cold ones yourself, but you're helping make sure that the roads are taken care of and the good Pats people are getting home safely. So thank you, my friend. And to that point, yeah, look, it's a tall task, but you're a number one draft pick. You're, a vaunted rookie. You are the left tackle of the Patriots. You have said that you would die to protect Drake May. Well, guess what? Part of that process is going to be having to get a face full of Hunter and Anderson every now and again. And that was the task. Luckily, they survived and advanced, even though Drake did fumble the ball four times. One of them was Ramondre style, where he's going to the ground. Dude, you got to lock it up. You can't leave it a space. I'm not sure if it was Lassiter or Petre or whoever punched it out. You know that one that was in the first half, Andy?
Yeah, the busted play.
Yeah. But like Will Campbell, he's got some, I mean, they all have work to do this week. Yeah, because now you're going to go from Will Anderson. Oh, it won't be as bad. Holy Benito is pretty damn good himself.
Yeah, the challenge for the offensive line is similar, very, very similar. The issue, I would say, is because they have their backup quarterback, I think you can be more conservative. You know, the caller was talking about you don't want to bring in extra bodies, do that. Like, I think this is a week where you bring in, as long as you don't make mistakes, you should win this game. Because I can't imagine, I mean, I'll be really, really disappointed if you get north of 17 points out of Jarrett Stidham. Like, just don't let the Denver defense score any points. Because, I mean, if you can't, if this defense, the way it's played the last 2 weeks against Justin Herbert and then against C.J. Stroud, if they keep playing the way they're playing, there is no excuse for Jarrett Stidham to move the ball with regularity, to put a bunch of points on the board. So you just need to take care of the football. Don't give them extra opportunities, short fields, defensive points, any of those things. So I think you can be more conservative. And I would say, Drake, that's on you, too. The clock in your head, speed it up a little bit, buddy. Speed it up a little bit. Like, let's get moving here. Don't hold on to that damn ball, bud.
Yeah, you're not playing Miami. You're not playing the freaking Jets. You're playing the best pass rush in the NFL. That internal clock, like the alarm, after you're back there, like looking for far too many, you know, intermediate or deep shots, probably as well. 1,000, 2,000. Okay, I should probably either get rid of this or step up in the pocket. It's got to be gone. can't be back there four Will Campbell cannot be expected to five Mississippi Anderson or Hunter on a regular basis for you. Sorry, he's trying, but it's a tall task.
And he's a rookie. Like the tough matchup thing to me is okay this year. Might be okay for a little while next year, but you also said it. He's the fourth pick in the draft. He's supposed to be your franchise left tackle by, you know, late next season, rolling guard. Into your third season. And he's not moving a guard, damn it. That's guard, damn it. Just in case anyone thought I took the
guard,
name.
Damn it.
And he might be. I don't know. We can have that debate in the future. Yeah. But for right now,
we got a long offseason for that.
Like,
yeah.
Will Anderson's really good for a reason. He's an all pro. He's an all pro caliber edge guy.
Twice.
And so Will Campbell, this is a learning, you know, curve, lesson, mm-hmm. game, and don't ever let it happen again. And I don't want to hear him, by the way, well, I had two or three plays I'd like to have back. Nope.
Oh, and they have several hundred million dollars in Pro Bowl. No,
yeah, they don't. He's young like you. He's young, and it was more than two plays. Just get better.
Okay, one more quick call before we get to the commercial break, and then, the clock's going to be off all night, but we don't care because we're going back to the AFC Championship. Here we go. Chris in Milford, you're up next on the postgame show. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks
Andy,
for calling
I'll be in. As quick as I can, please don't give me the quick hook, though, as you normally do. How awesome is it to be back to the AFC Championship game with such a easy path to get back to the Super Bowl.
To give you the hook. Ah,
it is amazing. I agree. You can't say that with it, but it is amazing.
I mean, you can say that on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, at the brewery, with your friends, backyard, garage. You just can't
girlfriend.
Say it until...
Not your mother, I wouldn't. But
I probably wouldn't. Okay. You know, but anyway. Sorry, we did have to give you the hook, Chris and Milford.
He
but you're right.
It is his own hook there.
He knew. He even before we sounded the Fitzy alarm, he kind of self-hooked on that one. But I'm sure everyone that's listening probably could figure out what he said. And it is bleeping amazing that, yes, the Patriots are going back to the AFC Championship, that they do have what is seemingly an easy path to get there.
I don't like that talk already.
But again, you can only play the teams. Hey, well, you should have been playing Bo Nix. A random scramble late in overtime and the guy fractures a bone in his ankle that requires immediate surgery and an update from Sean Payton. Everything about that just seems so strange. I am telling you.
Rigged?
What's that?
Fake, rigged, suspicious. There's a lot of words that go
through
my
copy
head.
I haven't gotten my update of the NFL script yet, but when it comes through this week, I'll let you know.
That was a late edit.
617-779-7937. More of your calls when we come back. Don't forget, we'll have Andy's thumbs up, thumbs down, the Cars for Kids player of the game, and so much more. You are listening to another victorious edition, and my, these are just so much more fun to do, of the Six Rings Postgame Show, live on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's Draymond Green kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.